Christine Mugure Munene farms on the slopes of East Mount Kenya. Until recently, she was dependent on seasonal rains to water her crops. Now she has water whenever she wants, at the turn of a tap.
Now I can do anything, because the water is flowing continuously.
The water flows not just because there are more tubes and pumps to move it along, but because of something even more essential, trees. Thanks to a pilot project supported by the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, more than 7 million seedlings have been planted in the water catchment along the eastern slopes of Mount Kenya. And its trees, according to project forester Paul Njuguna, that keep water flowing.
When you have the trees in a water catchment, it helps to ensure that when it rains, the water is held into the soil and it joins the river basin slowly. That ensures that there is sustainability on the flow of the rivers.
But for nearly four decades, excessive logging and poor farming practices have reduced forest cover by 5,000 hectares, slowing water flow, eroding soil, and increasing poverty, particularly for the 80% of Kenyans, like Christine, who rely on farming to make a living. Reversing the trend requires changing attitudes, which includes making local farmers responsible for protecting and preserving water resources, says project manager Faith Livingston.
These farmers are the owners of the land, and therefore it was important that the farmers become partners in efforts to conserve the environment, in the efforts also to conserve and manage the water resource.
One way to involve farmers is to encourage them to form groups to manage water resources. Christine is a member of the Kitino Water and River Users Association. Her group teaches other local farmers about good environmental farming practices and encourages them to plant indigenous trees along riverbanks. The group has also hired local gauge readers who come twice a day to monitor water levels in area rivers.
You see, the vegetation cover has improved. The farmers have changed their way of farming, and as well as the pollution in the rivers has lessened. And with the volumes of the water in the rivers have improved.
This spring, which once served just 480 farmers, now benefits more than 3,000, Christine among them. With reliable water, she can grow more high-value crops, like these snow peas bound for Germany. And with the profits, she's hired more workers and purchased more land. The original quarter-acre farm her family worked for generations is now 3 acres, and Christine has plans to expand her operation further.
My plan is that we want to do the introduction of biogas so that we don't cut down trees, using it for lighting and everything else.
Now, with water flowing, Christine can make changes that will improve her farm and her life. One recent innovation is in her kitchen. The water that's been nourishing her crops now fills tanks built into her kitchen fireplace, giving her mother heated water for bathing and cleaning for the first time in her life. Reporting for EFAD from Kenya, I'm James Heer.